American military presence in Korea is unlike any in our nation's history. Our troops are fighting side by side with 17 other United Nations forces. All in all, a very unique situation. But I can tell you one group that may be suffering an adverse effect. The 4077 MASH. I've been getting reports that treating casualties so close to the front is beginning to take its toll. Now, I'm going to send you up to that unit for the purpose of conducting a psychiatric evaluation. Your recommendation will determine if they are to be disbanded and its members shipped to other units. The 4077 is under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake. A fine surgeon, Henry. A fair to middling administrator. Blake's people are very devoted to him. And I must say, he is highly thoughtful of them.
Morning, Henry.
Good morning, dear. Morning. Oh, that will be two kisses, please.
Here you go.
And here's your change.
Blake's company clerk is a Corporal Radar O'Reilly. There are times, I must confess, when it seems Henry Blake is Corporal O'Reilly's clerk.
Sign these, sir.
What am I signing, Radar?
Well, this is the request to rectify last week's supply follow-up from Quartermaster Corps.
Oh, was there another follow-up in Quartermaster last week?
Duplicate and triplicate, sir. Yes, sir. They sent 2,000 specimen cups by mistake.
2,000?
And came in the same order as the 400 breast pumps.
That's an awful
lot of breast pumps, yes, sir. If you'll just initial this, please.
Just initial?
The initial signifies that you signed instead of initialing. Thank you.
Then, there's the chief nurse of the 4077. Major Margaret Houlihan. An angel of mercy, Major Houlihan. A woman dedicated to giving relief to others.
Oh, Margaret. That's delicious.
Major Frank Burns is the unit's ranking surgeon. A very competent doctor. But a bit of a prude, if you should ask me.
Margaret, when you touch me, my knees turn to pudding.
Frank, I'll get all messy.
You're going to need a bath, you naughty girl.
Major Burns billets with two other doctors, captains both, Pierce and McIntyre. Two exceptionally qualified surgeons, but in their off hours, their antics can become quite antic. Separately, they're a handful.
Who rewrote these commandments?
I don't.
I can't help it. Even as a child, I used to play with my food.
Together, Pierce and McIntyre make a remarkable pair.
Give me three. Two, please.
Everybody ready?
Two kings. Three threes.
Full house. Pay up.
Turn your back.
My concern is that the 4077 is operating under more pressure than it can stand. More and more, we're forced to use green troops. And green troops have a way of turning hospitals into standing room only.
Hotspot! This one's in shock!
Come on, this guy's still breathing. Get your butt over here.
I need some help. Pull this guy.
Are you clean? Pull that.
Need some more sponges.
Get your long fingers.
Long
finger. Give me a clamp.
Clamp.
We're getting close, Pierce. We're getting
Grab
close.
Grab that bowel, Henry.
Just wait a minute, will you?
I don't think he's got a minute.
Come on, more lap sponges, damn it.
Can we watch our language, please?
Look, Frank, anytime you want to kick me out of this country club, I'll second your blackball.
Can we watch our language, please?
Pierce, you do good work.
Oh, yeah, another three or four wars, I'll be sensational.
All right, we're about to button this kid up. Let's get the next one in here. Let's move it! What happened?
Phosphorus burns!
Water, copper sulfate, quick!
How could they ship a kid like this?
They put him out once.
The breeze in the chopper started it up again.
Let's go, Henry. Get some water on there.
Get out of the way.
Where are the corpses?
Get the fire out first, boys. Get the fire out first. All right, move him in there. Let's go.
I'll take care of this myself. Let's go. Get him inside. Hurry up.
Klinger! I've told you to get out of those clothes.
Not till I'm discharged, sir.
Get your dress dirty.
As a psychiatrist, you'll be able to tell whether the 4077 can still function as a team. And for your purposes, it might be best to reveal the true nature of your mission only to Colonel Blake.
Break us up! But you can't break us up. I mean, we've been together so long, we're like a family.
Well, families go their separate ways sometimes, Colonel. Children grow up, leave.
I understand. I mean, you're not going to write down everything I say, do you, are you?
I have a report to make, sir.
Oh, of course. Like a brandy, Captain.
No, thanks.
Gin, scotch, rye, beer, I got it all. Oh, don't get the idea that I drink. I mean, it's just that, every now and then there's a lot of pressure around here. And, not that there's a lot of pressure or anything like that. I mean, it's just that every now and then, say like your least little pressure, what'll build up to the point where there's an incredible amount of pressure around here. Radar! Would you bring in some brandy, please?
Brandy.
You're real nice. Captain Hildebrand doesn't care for any.
Oh, then I won't bring his glass in.
Great little kidder, that one. But a crackerjack clerk. Well, look, you just tell me who it is you want to interview, and he'll line them all up for you.
Well, my orders are to make discreet observations, Colonel. There will be no interviews.
Gee whiz! I'd sure like to know what put this bee in General Clayton's bonnet. I mean, the 4077 is one of the most committed, responsible bunch of people I've ever had the privilege of being associated with. Excuse me. You. Yeah, well, show him in. I mean, we have really got some...
Morning, sir. The x-rays of the patient with the phosphorus burn, sir.
Oh, thank you, Klinger.
That be all, sir?
It's more than enough, Klinger. I can explain that.
So can I.
I mean, it's not what it looks like.
Well, what do you think it looks like?
Well, I think it looks terrible.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Oh, dear. There's nothing wrong with Klinger. I mean, he goes out with girls.
He must be stealing their clothes.
Oh, he's just bucking for a discharge, that's all. I mean, he wants out on a psycho. You know, it's logical. Psycho.
I'm familiar with the word, Colonel.
Oh, of course.
Well, I'd like to get started in the morning if the first thing with you.
Well, let me get the billeting on that for you.
Radar!
Would you, Captain Hildebrand is going to spend a day...
Or two.
He's going to spend some time with us before he leaves.
Yes, sir.
So would you please assign him to the VD tent? I mean, the VID tent.
Me,
the PVID tent. The P.
Colonel.
You.
Remember, Colonel.
Not a word. You have my word. Yes, sir.
Okay. Captain.
She seemed more like a lieutenant to me.
Captain, it's me, Radar. You gotta get up.
Get out of here, Radar, or I'll sever every nerve in your butt.
It's Colonel Blake. He says it's urgent.
What is it, a patient?
No, just the Colonel. He needs you in the shower.
You think he'd be old enough to know where everything is?
All I know is he says it's important. Trapper.
Trapper? Trapper.
Look, okay, I know it's dumb to be in here, but Clayton sent this joker Hildebrand to spy on us. And I figured the shower was the safest place to meet, right?
Absolutely. Nobody ever comes in here.
Cover our voices.
What?
Cover up.
Henry, you got a case of galloping paranoia.
Never mind. Now look, I'm the only one who knows this guy's a psychiatrist.
And you still got the guts to wear that?
Pierce, can you lay off the wisecracks for just 5 minutes?
Oh, he always acts funny in a men's shower.
Now look, what I'm asking you guys is, make that commanding.
Keep it asking.
It's to, for Pete's sake, stop acting like a couple of horses patoots while Hildebrand is here. For sure as God made little green apples, he's gonna break us up. And I don't think any of us really want that to happen. I mean, as screwy as this outfit is, better the devil you know, right?
You got our word, Henry. Right?
Yeah. Promise?
Promise.
Thanks.
Henry?
Yeah?
Your fly is closed.
Yes?
Major?
Who is it?
It's me, Henry Blake.
Just a minute. Come in, Colonel.
We were just going over tomorrow's duty roster.
The one on my desk?
He means yesterday's duty roster tomorrow.
Never mind. I've got something serious to discuss.
Well,
sir.
What is it?
Captain Hildebrand showed up today from headquarters in Seoul. He's a psychiatrist, and he's here on Clayton's orders. Now, it is my guess that someone in this unit has been rat-finking to the general on the sly.
It wasn't me. Anyways, my duty to.
There's nothing wrong with reporting the unmilitary posture of your command, Colonel.
Just let me remind you, Mrs. MacArthur, that if this unit gets split up, it might just happen that we all get split up, which means that you and Dr. Burns here will have to stop practicing medicine together. And whatever else it is you've been practicing.
What the hell?
I'm sorry. Everything's taken care of. The fix is in. Everybody's agreed to behave themselves in front of Captain Hildebrand and to make the place look real GI.
Very, very good.
Well, I took all the golf clubs and I hid them. And then I sewed up the hole on the nurse's tent. And I took cleaner's bras and I burned them.
I am freezing.
Somebody give the place a shove.
What is that?
I think this motel is surrounded by soldiers.
It's disgusting that you sleep in your underwear.
It beats sleeping in yours.
Listen, Frank, we're all gonna make nice for Captain Hildebrand today, but don't push us.
Well, a shave wouldn't be a bad start. You both look more like bums than doctors.
Actually, I was thinking of becoming a bum doctor, but the proctology class was full.
What is that?
What is that what, Frank?
Why is someone's appendix in this boot?
Because the other one is full of tonsils.
Captain Hildebrand. Morning.
Good morning.
How about some breakfast?
Good idea.
Really, very typical day starts around here.
Good idea.
Attention all personnel. Colonel Blake at 1700 hours will deliver his weekly lecture. Tonight's subject will be togetherness. The togetherness lecture will be followed by a talk on the perils of trench mouth.
I'll have two scrambled powdered eggs and a slice of World War II surplus bread. And don't make it tasty.
I'd like some coffee.
Wouldn't we all?
Here we go. Pierce, McIntyre, I'd like you to meet Captain Hildebrand. He's here to observe.
Your surgical technique.
Oh, really? You got a specialty?
Gynecology.
Mom hasn't throat.
Well, you were close, Henry.
Mind if we join you?
We were going to join the nurses.
Hey, we were going to join them and make one big nurse. Hey, Frank, you care for a little company, buddy?
Hmm? Plenty of room for everyone.
Thanks, pal. Hey, bit of salt down there, buddy.
Hey, listen, could you take it easy with the buddy talk? I got a weak stomach.
Thanks. Major Burns, General Surgeon, Captain Hildebrand, nose, throat, and bloomers.
Hey, Frank, I took a look at that kid whose bowel you resected this morning. That was some job.
Well, what was wrong with it?
Not a thing. You ought to put your monogram on that scar, Frank. That was a thing of beauty.
Well, I don't like to brag, but that is my specialty.
Oh, I mean to tell you. One look and I can see your hand all over that gut. Colonel, may I have the butter, please? Henry, the butter.
Oh, here you go, Pearson Fair. The men are always complimenting each other's work.
And we're thinking of going into practice together when we get home. Isn't that right, Trent?
Yeah, we're going to open our own clinic, the three of us.
That's right, the three of us war buddies would run the place.
Frank would park the cars.
Great, great leg pullers, these guys.
Is there room for one more?
Oh, well, Captain Hildebrand, this is Major Houlihan.
Delighted to meet you.
She's our head nurse, best one in Korea.
Yeah, every nurse I've ever known takes a back seat to the major.
Well, and you're talking to a man who's taken a lot of nurses into back seats. Miss Scarlett?
Thank you, Captain Pierce.
Oh, you pass the butter, will you, Pierce? Thank you.
One big happy family, aren't we?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Attention, please. Immediately following Mass this Sunday, Yom Kippur services will be held for all Jewish personnel of the Hebrew faith.
Childish. Not childlike with its connotations of innocence and joyous abandon, but childish. Delight in petty bickering, summer camp capers, and in general behave in a manner ill-befitting officers in the United States Army and members of the medical profession. It is to some degree understandable. You are, after all, only 3 miles from the front. You would not be the first people to crack under the stress of war.
I resent that, Captain. I, for one, have not cracked because of the war.
That's true, Captain.
Thank you, Pierce.
Frank showed up here cracked. With a Bible in one hand and a pair of shorts that said, hold me, in the other.
Pierce!
Oh, come on, Henry. The party's over. Now, listen, don't you pay any attention
to... No, he's right, Colonel. Even tipping them off couldn't keep them from behaving the way they really feel.
Well, how would you feel, Captain, if you were forced to serve alongside a pair of medical misfits?
Bully!
And this one has no respect for decency. He turns everything into a hollow mockery.
That's a lie. I've never once taken out the insides of a mockery.
He's right, Captain. They're both impossible.
You stay out of this, Hot Lips, or I'll stop selling tickets to your shower day.
All right, steady, people.
You are no gentleman.
Good thing you are.
Oh, you...
While you're writing, make note of the fact that thanks to the failure of the world's various elected heads, not to mention just plain dictators, to keep a cold war from turning hot, I am forced to operate alongside a surgeon who can't trim his toenails without committing malpractice.
I resent that.
How do you know he meant you?
Well, who else? I mean,
Captain, we're not as bad
there
as we seem.
There isn't a nurse in this camp they haven't tried to molest.
Except the male ones.
Speak for yourself.
That one spies on everybody!
Now, dear, he is our son.
He is not.
Sir?
Radar, what the hell is it?
Choppers, more wounded.
Okay, who ordered the pepperoni pizza?
Well, I need some plasma over here.
What's going on here?
Okay, give me the long fingers.
How's it going, Frank?
He's fine. He's young.
Need some more light, please.
Oh, is that the lightest of blood?
Everything okay, Pierce?
You get somebody to give us some sponges here?
You got it.
Sponge.
Sponges are here.
Oh.
No. Henry! I got a lot of bleeding here. Give me some help.
Nurse, gown, and gloves. On the double. Okay, now watch that.
Okay, this is no good.
We've
give me some suction. I need some suction here.
Suction.
Clean it out.
One more
plant. Plant. All right, that's better. I can see a little better.
On the sutures. Come on, man. Just
Captain, excuse me. Yeah, how are you? Give me scissors and pickups.
Scissors, pickups.
All right. Okay, that's better. Now we're cooking. Here we go.
Clap. Clap.
Yeah.
Clap. Look at this.
Okay, we may need some.
How did Notre Dame do?
Okay, sew him up and give him his bill.
Captain Hildebrand.
Oh, Captain Brillihand. Hildebrand, yes, sir. Well, now, I don't know where he is. He's probably at the,
Over here!
Mon General?
Captain Hildebrand.
These guys make a gin that can melt your dog tags.
It's from a recipe first brewed in Hermann Göring's navel and handed down from war to war.
You had a mission here, Captain.
Oh, I've done it. I can give you your report. In my short stay here, I have seen textbook examples of neuroses, psychoses. I have seen voyeurism, fetishism, and a few isms I've never even heard of. And let me tell you this, General. These impossible people are in an impossible place doing totally impossible work. They're mad. Quite mad, all of them. And the only act I can think of that would be madder still would be breaking them up.
Well, we did it again.
Screwed up in reverse. We'll never get out of here.
Have a drink, General?
Oh, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'd like to propose a little toast.
Well, are you still in the same tent?
No, sir. They moved me out just after the first of the...
Here we go again. The line is coming.
Attention. Be sure to follow the zany antics of our combat surgeons as they cut and stitch their way along the front lines. Operating as bombs and bullets burst around them, snatching laughs and love between amputations and penicillin. Follow Hawkeye Pierce, Trapper John McIntyre, Henry Blake, Hot Lips Houlihan, Frank Burns, Radar O'Reilly, and Corporal Klinger.